Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for June, what is it, June 5th of 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for Super Dimension Fortress. Long story. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now to allow for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you do not want to hang around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois. And my SDF username is JWH. So those items of information are what we ask people to provide when they check in. If you don't have an SDF username, that's okay. Just say so. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour UTC or Zulu or GMT, whatever you are comfortable with. Via Echolink node 9229, which is known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs. You don't have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussion. And I don't really have a particular topic this week, but the closest thing I have is that a couple weeks ago we had Dayton/Xenia Hamvention here in the United States. And so I'm welcoming any comment that anyone might have about what, you know, if they attended the Hamvention and what they saw there, etc. So that's our provisional topic this week. But if you have something else you'd like to talk about, that's perfectly fine. And let me check the dashboard here. Let me reset the timer. Okay, I'm going to run, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, right, so I'm going to run down the list of call signs that I see on the dashboard, N6TW, VK3HJQ, KD9NDJ, PY2BIL, and N4RNW. You guys are already on my list here, and I will be calling on you in order very soon, although the order that I read those out is kind of the reverse order. That's sort of the last in order, and I'll be calling on you in the first in order. So anyway, I do not see any conferences linked with us right now, like the Ham Conference or whatever, so I will pause to see if somehow there's some station that is listening to us and would like to be added to the list of check-ins, so call now. Right, nothing heard? So, first on my list here is KD9NDJ.
Good evening, AB9FJ. My name is Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, and my SDF username is KDB. I did not attend the Hamvention this year. I've gone in past years, but it's a hike, and, you know, ham radio-wise, I feel like I have enough gizmos to last a lifetime. Anyway, so I'm going to have to pass on that topic. Just back from a camping trip, didn't take any radio gear with me, but I'm still shaking the road dust off my out of my hair. So with that, I'm back to the net. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Welcome home, and good luck getting the sand or whatever out of your hair there. Next on my list is PY2BIL.
Hi everyone, this is PY2BIL Guillermo out of São Paulo in Brazil. So no harm mention from me, unfortunately. I love to be there, but it didn't work out. So instead I did a soda activation maybe a week ago, 10 days ago. So it was in the middle of the week with my buddy. We went up. It was a drive up, so no physically very demanding. But we had a great day, great weather, and we enjoyed radio. We made about between 30 and 40 contacts, QRP, with 5 watts, all over the world, mostly Europe at that time. I don't think we did any North America contact. But yeah, mostly Europe, Latin America, yeah, of course. So we had a blast up there on the hill. So that's all I have to report. Back to you, Wayne, AB9FJ. This is PY2BAL.
That sounds cool, Guillermo. What was the weather like?
Oh, it was like springtime. Even though it's not springtime, it's autumn here in Brazil, but we're walking into winter. But, you know, it's Brazil. So it felt like it's springtime for you guys, right? So yeah, it was gorgeous.
All right, great. Good trip there. All right, well, let's see. Next on my list here, N6TW.
This is N6TW NOAA in Livermore, California. My SDF name is NPE. Unfortunately, I can't make the hamvention because I've got too many family duties, but I am looking forward to PacificCon. And so if anybody in this group is going to be there, I look forward to seeing you. N6TW, over.
Noah, when is PacificCon? I'll make a note of it to remember to ask you about it.
I just looked it up. I believe that PacificCon is going to be in October in San Ramon, California.
Okay. Well, I hope I remember it. I'll try to make a note of it so that I don't forget. All right. Well, thank you for checking in, and we'll have fun. Gosh, October. That's, you know, like 3 months away, I think. All right. Let's see. Next thing on my list here is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and everybody else in the group. N4RNW, Harold here in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers. Nothing new to report here. We've got thunderstorms moving through the area. It's getting hot and sticky, as it does every summertime. And the daily thunderstorms have kicked in, and sometimes they will still wander around even when the sun is going down, like it is right now down here in the Eastern time zone. Hopefully we will not have major hurricanes in the area this year like we did last September. The whole county is still repairing itself from Hurricane Ian, so hopefully not. All right. Other than that, everybody have a good day, good night, and back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay. Well, thank you, Harold. I think the last I heard from the Hurricane Center is that they're expecting a sort of average hurricane year, about 7 named storms and a few more tropical storms. So I'm hoping that it turns out to be a mild season. And up here, the weather has been uncharacteristically warm and dry. You know, even at the end of May, we were having high temperatures in the mid-90s. And I think they said that April and May were the driest months in the last 20 years or something like this. So we're still having these 95-degree days, but we're supposed to get some relief next week. We've got this high-pressure system that's hovering over the Midwest, and once that moves off, we should get back to more normal. So, anyway, and next on my list here is VK3HJQ. Okay, I think John might have been distracted by something. I do not see any other new check-ins popping up on my dashboard. So I guess at this point, if someone has some additional comments, you know, come and recheck.
Yeah, sorry, why didn't you call me in, Vic? After HJQ?
Yeah, John, you have the floor. If you have something to say, go ahead.
When do I have nothing to say? Yeah, sorry, Robert's got scars and they're connected on the ham conference. Sorry it was disconnected on TechLink. I didn't know it was here. And I just read your message in the text block about a minute and a half, so I thought I'd come over here and just disconnected ham. And they just called me in on the other net, so I checked in that, and I thought, Wayne's asking for last check-ins. Maybe I missed my go here. But anyway, freezing cold here today. It's only 8 degrees. First day of winter, when was that 4 or 5 days ago, was 28 degrees C, so it's cooling down. Although we're expecting 19 today, which is crazy weather for winter, so God knows what's going to happen in summer. Probably going to get 50 degrees if it's 28 in the middle of winter. Well, not the middle of winter, the start of winter. So anyway, not much else to report. Thanks, Wayne. Vicator HJQ, trying to juggle two nets.
Ha. Well, 8 degrees Celsius, that's what, gosh, I'm thinking 8 times 2 is 16, maybe like 14 plus 32, that's like 46 degrees, and that's your high temperature? Yeah, that's a little on the cool side. Actually, I wouldn't mind that right now. That would be maybe good for going out to mow. Anyway, thank you. Also, thank you for ramrodding the conference connections there. You closed off the ham conference just in time for our net to start. That's much appreciated. Thank you for that. So I think everybody has had a chance, and I don't see any new call sign here, so we're ready for any other rejects. Please call now. Okay, it looks like we're going to have a short net this week, and that's okay. We don't have to run 45 minutes every week. Let me get my script queued up here. You ready? So I'll make this the final call for rechecks or new check-ins.
Quick recheck in 60W.
Go ahead, Noah.
It's Museum Ships weekend right now, so if anybody hasn't gotten the 15 contacts for their certificate, check out the webpage for that. I can put it in chat and get your contacts. N6TW.
We've got plenty of time, so why don't you go ahead and do it verbally as well?
There we go. Is it working? Okay, good. Yeah, so Museum Ships Weekend is at www.nj2bb.org/museum. It's a not quite a contest, but it's sort of like a QSO party for all of the museum ships which have a functional amateur radio presence. Our local museum ship is the USS Hornet, but I know that I think the Missouri is present in Hawaii, and there's at least one ship in New Jersey and other places. There's also a DX page with all of the spotting that I will also put in the chat. N6CW, over.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Noah. And I see another call sign has popped up on the dashboard. Kilo Echo 2 Alpha Victor Bravo. And I don't recognize that call sign off the top of my head, so let me rewind and say that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's a long story about anime and blah, blah, blah. But it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. You can go there and get yourself a free shell account, and you can have email, you can set up a web page, you can do like Gopher, and gosh, what else can you do there? Whole bunches of stuff. Anyway, check out that webpage, sdf.org, for more information. So, we usually have a topic of the week, but we don't really have one this week. It was kind of hamvention, but most of our regulars here are not able to make the trip to Ohio every May, so I wasn't expecting, but I thought I would ask anyway. So, anyhow, KE2ABB. You have the floor. We'd like to know your handle, your QTH, and if you happen to have an SDF username, that as well.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Paul, Kilo Echo 2, Alpha Victor Bravo, Allentown, New Jersey. Just saw the title of the link and figured I'd stop by for the first time, see what it was about. So I'll turn it back to Net Control.
Okay, Paul. Well, welcome to our little net here. We do this every week at 0 GMT Monday, which is in the summer. It's 1900 Central Daylight Time. If you're, I guess you're in Eastern Daylight Time, so that makes it 2000. Check us out next week or in the coming week, perhaps, if you're available. We were really close to closing out the net there when I was asking for last call. So I guess it's time to do another last call for check-ins or rechecks before we close out this week's net. Okay, well, before we close out, I'm looking at the EchoLink chat, and there's a voluminous thing in there. I'm not sure what all that is about. Noah, do you know what all that is?
N6TW?
Yes, go ahead, Noah.
That is a spot for all of the museum ship call signs. So if you want to find their frequencies, you can click on that link, and that will give you all of the spots for the currently broadcasting ships. N60W.
Okay, thank you for that. I was just a little confused about what that was. All right, well, thank you. And I think it's about time to wrap it up. So one final call. Anyone have anything else to say this week before I wrap it up? Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it, 0023 Zulu. I'm going to skip the thing about the AfterNet in the DMR talk group. I think the DMR gateway has been AWOL for a while. When it comes back, then I'll start mentioning it again. So, this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73, everybody.
It was the first of the week. It was very hot in the 30 degree range, 30-35 degrees. The last couple of days, it's